Praise the Lord and welcome to Rest for a Weary Soul, Moments of Inspiration. I'm Pastor Michelle Robertson of Rehoboth Apostolic Ministries. We all experience times of weariness. However, God has so beautifully given His Word, which provides rest and renewal to our hearts and minds. May the following inspirational moments serve as a soothing, warm reminder that the Lord sees, hears, and cares enough to send rest for our souls. Today's devotional subject, badges, and the scripture reference is John chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. Badges, you know the kind you get as a conference attendee. I dislike wearing them. If it's the pin type, I don't like poking a hole in my clothing to put it on. If it's the sticky kind, after a short time, it has a tendency to fall off, and all I end up doing is frequently checking to see that it's still sticking to my clothes. I eventually forget about it, and without fail, someone comes up to me with a look that says, "Where is your badge?" I look down, and of course, it's nowhere to be found. A badge. You don't have to say a word. Just stand there, and the badge speaks. But it doesn't tell the person much about you, though. It's not designed to tell your story, only to aid in the introductions. If only the badges of life would simply display your name and not your circumstances. Widow. Cancer. Homeless. You get the picture. Circumstantial badges do not offer the full story about the people wearing them. I was sitting at work thinking about this and how the enemy wants you to feed into the negativity associated with circumstantial badges. You're a widow. Oh, poor thing. Cancer. Can't or won't live life. Homeless. Hopeless and helpless. Circumstantial badges can encourage observers to point fingers, misunderstand, and incorrectly determine, without fact, that sin has got to be the reason for the badge. Circumstantial badges can cause upheaval, and if nothing else, leave those forced to wear the badges in physical and emotional pain and agony. My heart rests on Jesus' life. He knew what life was like living with badges. Many couldn't receive Him as Savior because they relegated Him as the carpenter's son, nothing more. He understood the pain of being misunderstood. You're the Messiah? Yeah, right. And yet He was so much more. He let His life bear that out. Remember when Jesus healed a man born blind? Even Jesus' disciples asked who sinned, the man or his parents, as that could be the only reason for his blindness. Jesus said, "No one sinned. The man was born blind to reveal God's glory." Yes, that's a reason to shout. At the moment, you may be wearing a badge signifying tough times, a layoff, an illness, mental distress, loneliness, infertility, grief. None of those circumstantial badges are too much for God. Rejoice because the Lord is more than able to change the circumstances. They are introductions, not your ending. Thank you for listening to Rest for a Weary Soul, Moments of Inspiration with Pastor Michelle Robertson. Be sure to visit our website at restforawearysoul.com for more informational content.